Dear Lord, we thank you.
在每一个复活的早晨，你邀请我们到你自己的跟前来。
In every resurrected morning, Lord, you have invited us to come before your table.
你借着饼和杯，你亲自的服侍我们。
You served us personally with your bread and your cup.
主啊，你给我们的不是别的，乃是你的自己。
You have given to us none other but yourself.
我们这些蒙恩回家的儿女。
Those of us who are blessed and are children returning home.
每次领受了你的自己。
Every time when we receive of yourself.
主啊，我们的心实在充满了感谢。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
我们里面实在被你自己所洋溢。
You literally have filled us inside.
主啊，我们要把心中的敬拜献给你。
We want to give you our worship.
我们为着这一次的聚会，献上满心的感谢和赞美。
We want to give you our thanksgiving and our praises for this gathering.
你爱我们，你爱你的教会。
You love us and you love your church.
你不仅为你的教会舍了你的自己。
Not only you gave your life for your church.
并且今天你向你的儿女们说话。
And even to today, you are still speaking to your children.
你供应你的儿女。
You supply to your children.
主啊，我们把早晨这一段时间再恭敬地交在你的手中。
So once again, we place this morning's time into your hands.
主啊，我们坐在你的脚前。
Lord, we want to sit at your feet.
愿你向我们说话。
Speak to us, Lord.
愿你得着你的教会。
Gain your church,
体贴父的旨意
and you consider of the Father's will,
好叫我们在地上，我们真能向着标杆直跑
so that on earth we can truly press on toward the goal.
谢谢你听我们的祷告
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
In your most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主带我们来到聚会的最后一堂信息。
We thank the Lord for bringing us into the final meeting of this gathering.
啊，我想呢，我们大家都知道这一次主给我的负担是什么。
I'm sure you all know what the burden that the Lord has placed into my heart for this conference.
从腓立比书第三章十四节，我们看见保罗勉励我们向着标杆直跑。
From Philippians 3:14, Paul is encouraging us to press on toward the mark.
我们的神不仅救我们回来
Our God not only saved us to come home
并且他把他自己心中的上好作为我们的目的赐给我们
But he has given us the very best from his heart as our mark for us
我们知道这个上好就是保罗所讲到的标杆
And we know that this very best is the mark that Paul was referring to
不是一件事情不是一个道理
It is not a thing or a doctrine.
这个标杆乃是神的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督。
And this mark is the beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们在地上，无论是个人或者是教会，都需要以基督做我们的标杆。
While we're on earth, whether individually or as a corporate church, we need to have Christ to be our mark.
若是主把这样的心智赐给我们。
If the Lord has given to us this ambition,
弟兄姊妹们，我们在地上的生活就有目的。
Then we will have a goal in life as we live.
教会的侍奉就有方向。
The service of the church will have its direction.
而且我们在地上，无论遇见什么样的环境，看见标杆，得着标杆，我们里面就有力量。
And no matter what circumstances we may be in, as we see this goal and regain it, then we will have inner strength.
保罗自己在蒙恩得救的时候，神就把他的爱子启示给他了。
When Paul was saved, God has revealed to him his beloved son.
所以他被主耶稣吸引。
So he was attracted and drawn by
the Lord. 他成为一个向着标杆直跑的人。
He became one that was pressing on toward the goal.
当他写腓立比书的时候，他已经跑了相当长一段日子。
He already was very mature by the time he wrote the book of Philippians.
他有了一点的经验。
He has some experiences already.
有了一些的成熟度。
And he has a measure of maturity.
所以我们从腓立比书里面看，好像是保罗属灵的自传一样。
And when we read through the book of Philippians, it feels as if this is his biography.
他讲到他自己的学习， 讲到他自己的经历。
He referred to his own experiences and learning.
然后他劝我们说，我们要效法他，并且效法那些照着同样的这个榜样而行的人。
So he exhorts us to learn of him as an example and all those who are running the same way.
所以我们从腓立比书保罗的交通里面，我们可以学习怎么样来跑，向着标杆。
So from the fellowship of Paul in the book of Philippians, we learn how to run on this toward this mark.
我们看见在保罗的心里面，他只有一个爱慕。
We know that in the heart of Paul, he had only one desire.
并且这个爱慕是一个热切的盼望。
And this desire is a very zealous hope.
他盼望呢，他能够活着就是基督。
He hopes that for him to live is Christ.
并且在这个盼望里面，他说呢，如果我死了，我就有益处。
And in this hope, he says, for me to die is gain.
当然，保罗那个时候所遇见的环境，他有可能会死的。
Of course, in the circumstance that Paul was in, there was a high possibility that he will die.
因为他被这个监禁在罗马皇帝的御营的这个那个看守底下。
Because he was under the capture of the Roman soldiers in prison.
他还等着要见罗马皇帝要被判决的。
And he was waiting to be sentenced.
所以保罗他说呢，我今天活着，我要抓住机会。来活出基督。
So therefore, Paul says, while I'm still alive, I want to grab onto this opportunity to live out Christ.
为着这个缘故，他在那里被监禁。
And for this purpose, he was imprisoned.
被看守。
And he was watched over.
他一点都没有丧气。
And he did not feel discouraged.
他一点都没有难过。
Nor was he sad.
他也没有因为别人刺激他而里面被激怒。
Nor was he angry because he was being provoked by others.
反而他借着那一段的时间，他把基督活出来，以至于御营全军的人都得救了。
But on the other hand, he was able to use his time to share the gospel to the people around him so that they were saved.
这是一件非常奇妙的事情。
This is a very amazing thing.
我自己当过兵。
I myself was in the military.
我那个时候也很盼望传福音的。
I wanted to share the gospel too.
但是我服完兵役呢，没有几个人因着我得救了。
But then after I finished my military service, not too many people were saved because of me.
因为我那时候不认识这件事情。
Because at that time I was ignorant.
我跟所有当兵的人一样，天天数馒头。
I was just like the other people in the military, counting on 馒头 every day.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说每吃一个馒头，我就早一点可以得释放。
After one Chinese bun, that's one day less that I will be saved, I can be freed.
好，我就不需要再穿军服了。
I no longer need to wear my soldier uniform.
但是保罗说，多长多久都没有关系。
But for Paul, it doesn't matter how long or how short.
因为我在这里是有标杆的。
Because he was a man with a mark.
我在这里是活着为基督的。
He was living for Christ.
以至于在他还没有得释放的时候，他就看见了那个祝福。
Even before he was freed, he was able to see the blessing.
他说，我为捆锁原来是为着福音的缘故。
He says he was in chains because of the gospel.
御营全军的人都可以做这个见证。
And the whole band of soldiers were able to testify
of that. 如果将来判决是判我死刑的话，对我也是极大的益处。
If my final sentencing is death, then this is gain for me.
因为我就可以与主同在。
Then I can be with the Lord. Then it's the better thing.
弟兄姊妹们，一个有标杆的人死对他都没有办法。
For a person with a mark, death has nothing to do with it.
今天地上有多少的眼泪，就是因为一点点的苦难，一点点的委屈，我们就爆发了，像火山一样。
So many times a little thing will prick you, and you have a lot of tears, and you explode.
你就看见仇敌可以玩弄我们。
And the enemy can play us.
我们还得不着救恩的那个实际和丰富。
Then we fail to receive the fullness and the reality of our salvation. 保罗
是一个会跑的人。
So Paul knew how to run.
他懂得怎么跑。
He knew how to run.
所以他有这个心智。
So therefore he has that attitude.
昨天早晨我们交通到，我们看保罗怎么跑，我们也怎么样来跑。
And yesterday morning we were able to see that the way Paul ran, so can we.
他要活出基督啊，不是用压抑的方法。
He lived out Christ not by the way of suppressing himself.
他是把基督的心思意念呢 下载在他的心思意念里面。
He implanted the mind of Christ into his own.
啊，有的时候我服侍啊，常常觉得很丧气。
Many times I may feel discouraged in my service.
啊，我和弟兄姊妹讲了，你要这样做，把话都告诉他了，结果他还是那样做。
Many times I tell brothers and sisters this and that, and they still do the other way.
哎呀，我就很灰心，很丧气。
Then I feel discouraged.
后来我才想到，我们主有时候为我们也很紧张啊。
And sometimes I think our Lord, looking at us, He may also feel anxious too.
主把他的旨意都放在他的话语里面，在圣经中了。
He places His will in His words.
我们听到了，也听懂了，都点头了。
And we hear many times that we nodded our
heads. 但等到一实行一生活的时候，我们还是原样。
Going back to real life, we're back on the old ways.
弟兄姊妹，那是什么原因呢
？Why？
我常常想，我跟那个弟兄讲，我说我巴不得呢，进到你的头脑里面去，帮你想，那么你就照着这个意思做了。
Sometimes I say to this brother, I wish I can enter into your brain to think for you so that you would do it this way.
啊，后来我才明白保罗讲的，你要以耶稣基督的心思为心思是什么意思。
Later on, I understood what Paul meant by saying having the mind of Christ.
你知道主何等盼望，让你我能够装上他的心思意念。我们这个头脑是我们的硬体啊，装上基督的软体。
How God hopes that we can put on the software of His mind into us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们就能够很容易的舍己。
Then it's easy for us to deny ourselves.
我们就很容易的活出基督。
And very easily we can live out Christ.
那么保罗再追求呢？他说我要认识基督。
And then Paul presses on to say, "Allow me to know Christ."
所以他是一个肯学十架功课的。
He was a person that was willing to learn the lesson of the cross.
所以到了腓立比书第四章的时候，保罗告诉弟兄姊妹说：“我现在已经学会了。”
In Philippians 4, Paul says, "Now I have learned this."
啊，弟兄姊妹们，啊，我们要学基督啊。
As we learn of Christ,
学什么呢？
What are we learning?
我们接受父神在基督里给我安排的环境。
Accepting all of the circumstances that God has placed us in Christ.
当我肯有学十架功课的这个态度的时候，
Once you have the attitude in willing to learn the lesson of the cross,
弟兄姊妹们，每学一个功课，你跟基督就更亲近。
Every lesson will allow you to be closer to Christ.
每学一个功课，你就更认识基督。
And every lesson will allow you to know more of Christ.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你可能有这个经验。
I believe that you also have these experiences already.
我们神的儿女们常在一起聚会。
We are gathered together many times to meet.
我们听有时候在聚会里面，一个弟兄一祷告，好像主就在这里。
And sometimes when a brother prays, immediately you feel God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候我就很稀奇啊。
When I was young, I marvel about this.
我很羡慕啊，我就把他祷告词偷偷抄下来，回去背啊。下次我也来一次这样，结果不灵。
Sometimes I copy down what people pray and I want to memorize it, but it doesn't work for me.
因为呢，我祷告是那外面的话，他祷告的是里面他对主的认识。
Because I pray the outward words, but then what he prayed was that his inner knowledge of the Lord.
为什么他认识主呢
？Why is it that he knows the Lord?
因为他在那些事情上。跟主有过交通
，because he's had fellowship with the Lord over these matters.
主走过什么经历，他跟主一同走过那个经历。
Wherever the Lord walked, he also walked together with the Lord.
这个叫做学基督。
This is learning of Christ.
这个叫做学十字架的功课。
And this is what we mean by learning the lesson of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，保罗就是这样的跑。
That's how Paul ran.
所以在腓立比书里面，他仍然告诉弟兄姊妹，我不是以为我已经得着了。
So that's why in Philippians he says, it's not that I have already got attained.
我乃是竭力的奔跑。
But I still press on.
追求，向着标杆。
Toward the mark.
或许我能够得着他要我得着。
That I may lay hold of which I was laid hold of.
今天早晨我们要来到最后一堂我和大家交通。
And this morning we're going to share about the final session.
我在主面前思想呢，我就还是只交通一个 C， 就是 conflict。
I only want to share with you one word, conflict.
我们要讲到属灵的征战。
Spiritual warfare.
请我们翻到腓立比书。
Philippians.
我们一同来读几节的经文。
Let's read several passages together.
腓立比书第一章第二十七节到第三十节。
Philippians 1:27-30.
找着了，我们或许同声的来读。
Let's read this together, please.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的警告，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神。因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。我们在读第四章
Chapter 4
第十四节
Verse 14 Together。
然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。然后我们再读第三章啊，
Back to Chapter 3
第十第十一节第十二节
11 and 12.
或者我也得以从死里复活，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。第十四节
14.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。最后我们读第一章第五节第六节
Chapter 1 verses 5 and 6。
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我们读经就暂时读这么多。
So much for scripture reading for now.
我们从腓立比书里面看见，当每一个神的儿女，当神的教会向着标杆直跑的时候，
When every child of God or the church is pressing on toward the mark，
当我们心里面以基督做我们的标杆开始。
When Christ has become our mark from that beginning，
我们开始肯像保罗一样，我要活出基督，要学十架的功课，认识基督。
And being like Paul, we're willing to learn the lesson of the cross to know more of Christ。
我们就一定会碰见属灵的冲突和征战。
For sure, you will face spiritual conflicts and warfare。
我们知道呢，神有一个对头。
We know that God has an opponent.
他原来呢是受造之物里面呢最高最荣美的一位天使长。
He was once the most beautiful archangel that God has created.
但是因着他骄傲，他就堕落了，背叛了神。
But because of his pride, he has fallen and has rebelled against God.
他本来的名字叫做晨星之子。
At first, his name was
早晨之子。
The son of the morning star.
但是呢他的名字就变，他就成为撒旦。
And then his name became Lucifer.
他的名字原来是 Lucifer.
His name originally was Lucifer.
但是以后呢在圣经上就称他叫做撒旦。
Then later on he was called Satan.
撒旦的意思就是神的对头。
The meaning of Satan is the opponent of God.
The adversary.
Or the adversary.
他是神的对头，他专门反对神。
His main goal was to oppose God.
他专门抵挡神。
And his main thing was to go against God.
但是他永远不可能摸到神。
But of course he can never touch God.
因为神是宇宙中最高的权柄。
Because God has the highest authority over the whole universe.
所以今天呢，他不能直接的攻击神，他就攻击在地上属神的儿女。
Because Satan cannot directly attack God, he will indirectly attack God's children.
因为呢，属神的儿女就是神心中所关切的。
Because God is most concerned about his children.
并且神把他自己的旨意和目的托给他蒙救赎的教会。
And God has already entrusted his will to his church.
什么时候当人以神的目的作为自己的标杆的时候，
Whenever when God's people uses God as their mark,
我们就引来仇敌的攻击。
then we will welcome, we'll bring in the attack of the enemy.
所以有的时候基督徒啊, 会有这种矛盾的经历。
So for Christians, we have this very paradoxical experiences.
我们听福音的人告诉我们说, 你信耶稣得平安得祝福。
Those who are evangelizing will say, when you believe in Jesus, you have peace, you'll be blessed.
但是我们信了主以后, 主的爱吸引我们, 我们学习爱主。
And after you become a believer, his love fills you, and then troubles come.
好像越认真信主的人, 他的难处就越多。
As if the more serious in knowing the Lord, the more problems you have.
Is that true?
So because of that, a lot of God's children will get disheartened.
因为我们不认识今天神的旨意和目的在我们的身上。
Because we fail to realize that God's purpose is in us.
好, 我们知道在社会上也是这样。
The same thing in a society.
好, 一个国家越重要的人啊, 越容易被暗杀。
A lot of important figures in the nation is more likely that they'll be killed.
因为这个国家有他的对头。
Because there's adversaries against
好, 他只要把这个, 把这个重要的人啊, 国家的命运维系在他身上的人, 把他, 把他消灭了, 那么, 这个国家就软弱下去了，对不对？
So when the important figures in this country or the nation is taken away, then this nation will be weakened.
我们看见菲律比的弟兄姊妹，他们信主一段日子，他们遇见了征战。
So the Christians in Philippi, after they met the Lord for a period of time, they started to face conflicts.
保罗在这里告诉他们说，我们信服基督，也要为他一同受苦。
So therefore Paul says that we believe in the Lord and we will suffer together with him.
这个时候我们不要光看苦, 我们要看见了,
so we should not just look at our afflictions but realize that we are very important in this.
不然的话,
Otherwise Satan will not look upon you at all.
因为神的旨意在你身上, 你对他认真了, 所以撒旦, 诶, 忽然看见这个人呢, 我们要对付对付他。
Because Satan sees that God's purpose is in you and you are serious about it, then Satan will come against you.
神的仇敌不能直接攻击神, 他就攻击在地上属神的人。
God's enemy cannot directly attack God, and so he will attack those who belong to him.
并且他的攻击特别摆在那些向着标杆直跑的人。
And he especially places his attack upon those who are running toward the mark.
特别摆在那些 以基督做目的，以基督做道路侍奉的教会。
Especially on the church who is having Christ as the mark and the path.
我们知道撒旦呢，他攻击第一个就是把骄傲放在人的心里面。
The first attack of the enemy is to put pride in you into God's children.
撒旦是怎么成为撒旦的呢？
How did Satan become Satan?
他本来应该是注意造他的神的。
He should put his attention on the God of who created him.
但是他有不知道为什么，在他有许多的事物神托给他办的时候，他就把注意力放在他自己身上。
Also, God has given him many responsibilities, and yet he places attention on God himself.
这是在以西结书里面给我们看见的。他因为有许多的 business 哈。 他就把注意力放在自己上，觉得自己有才干、有能力。
Because there are many businesses given to him that he thought he was pretty smart.
然后他就要去抢夺神为他儿子所预备的那个荣耀的地位。
And then he wanted to take the place of the Son of God.
这个是他的骄傲。
His pride came in.
这个骄傲一出来, 他就以他自己为中心。
When pride comes forth, he was very self-centered.
所以你读以赛亚书第14章12节那里。
When you see Isaiah 14:12,
这个诚心之子他开始了说我要我要我要一连讲了五次。
Five times the Sunday morning says I want, I want, I want.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有孩子的人都有经验。
We experience this when we have children.
孩子小的时候如果我们不好好教他，他就是一个以自我为中心的人。
If our children have not been taught well, they become very self-centered people.
他什么都是我要。
They want, I want in their lives.
碰到有不好的事情就是 not me.
And when things are happening that's bad, they will say not me. They change their name.
其实是他做的，他通通说 not me， 都推到别人身上。
Even though they committed it, but they claim to be not me.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见了，这撒旦的性质已经深深的种在人性里面。
So we can see that the nature of Satan is deeply implanted into man already.
撒旦在人的肉体里面，那就是他的根据地。
Satan uses the flesh of man to be his working ground.
好, 我们看见撒旦把这些性质放到人的里面。
So So we see that Satan places this nature into man.
啊，这圣经上面啊，对于撒旦有好多地方的说明。
There's a lot of description about Satan in the scriptures.
他要抵挡神，他就把骄傲放在人的里面。
So to attack man, he puts pride into him.
并且呢，他在神的面前天天去控告人。
And he accuses man in front of God.
他不仅到神面前控告人，他也借在我们良心里面控告你和我。
Not only he accuses man before God in our conscience, he also accuses us.
所以今天很多基督徒的软弱，因为我们不知道那是撒旦的控告，不懂得怎么对付他，我们就软弱得不得了。
So a lot of Christians feel very weak because we fail to realize that the enemy is accusing us and make us even more weaker.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识属灵的征战，先要认识这个仇敌他在人身上的根据地。
We need to recognize the work of the enemy in us.
那么圣经也讲到啊，主在约翰福音第八章里面讲到，主耶稣说撒旦是说谎之人的父。
And in John 8, the Lord says, Satan is the father of lies.
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦的说的谎言呢，是最高明的谎言。
The lies of Satan is very, very cunning.
我们受骗了，我们还觉得呢，我们得着了好处，得着祝福。
We assume that we have been blessed, even though we were deceived.
弟兄姊妹，那是非常可怕的。
It's a terrible thing.
我们知道亚当和夏娃就是中了这个谎言。
Adam and Eve also fell into this deceit.
他们听了撒旦的建议，以为他就可以做神了。
They listened to the suggestion of Satan and thought that they would be equal as God.
没有想到那一天，他们就失去了神的荣耀。
And they failed to realize that on that very day they lost the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，所以属灵征战里面呢，有非常这个诡谲的一面，就是仇敌用各种方式来欺骗我们。等一下，我要多讲一点。
In our spiritual warfare, the enemy uses the dark side of things to deceive us.
The subtle side.
Or the subtle side.
还不光是黑暗，他出来的时候是穿着光明天使的样子。
Not just the darkness, but then the subtlety of.
处处都为你着想。
Because he dresses as the angel of light, because he seems also considered of.
真是心花怒放。
And then you feel,
世界上没有一个人比撒旦更爱我了。
And you feel that Satan loves me the most.
结果我们中了他的谎言，我们就落进了死亡里面。
So you fall within his lies, and then you end in death.
在约翰福音第十章，主再讲到撒旦。
In John 10, the Lord again mentioned about Satan.
主说他是个盗贼。
And that he is a thief.
专门偷取神的事情。
Stealing away the things of God.
啊，盗贼来了，他说要就是偷窃啊，杀害毁坏。
God, the thief comes to steal and kill and to destroy.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这都是撒旦的性质，今天在征战的里面会显出来。
This is the nature of Satan, and it shows forth in our spiritual warfare.
我们稍微进入一点教会的侍奉。
When you enter into the service of the
我们的教会的侍奉不光是做事情。
We know that the service of the church is not only just to do things.
其实事情是很简单的。
Things can be very simple.
真正教会侍奉是摸人。
The true service of the church is to be in touch with people.
你和弟兄姊妹彼此要相爱，彼此要相交，彼此要连结。
When we love each other and connect with each other with brothers and sisters.
你我就发现撒旦的性质在人与人的关系中间到处都是。
We see that the hands of the enemy everywhere.
我先讲一点点。凡是以基督为标杆奔跑的人和教会。
Whenever we have people or the church who is having Christ as the mark.
我们都会遇见冲突。
We will have these conflicts.
因为神的仇敌用各种的方法抗拒并且阻止人来追求主。
Because God's enemy will use all kinds of ways to oppose as well as block his way.
如果你真要好好的追求主，他就用各种的方法来攻击，来分化认真追求主的人。
And he will use all kinds of ways to divide as well as to attack those who are serious to the Lord.
这就是腓立比教会当时遇见的光景。
This is what the Church of Philippi was meeting.
我们知道在新约圣经就使徒行传里面讲到那个众教会，初世纪的众教会。
In the book of Acts, it talks about the churches in the first century.
要是你我选，要是我选择的话，我愿意去腓立比的教会聚会。
If I had a choice, I probably want to meet in the church of Philippi.
因为他们得救是那么好，他们爱主是那么真，他们从第一天就同心合意，在他们中间满有主的同在。
Because they were very true believers and there was a lot of God's presence from the day one.
在他们大患难极其贫困的时候，他们爱主的心，爱弟兄姊妹的心是那么真诚。
And even in times of great tribulation, their love for brothers and sisters was still very real.
但是仇敌啊，也厉害地攻击他们。
But the enemy also seriously attacked them.
所以我们认识了这个点呢，我们看见教会有难处，弟兄姊妹中间有解不开的结的时候，我们知道他的性质。
So when we understand this and we see the problems among brothers and sisters, we realize the nature of what's going on.
我们也要知道怎么来征战。
And we will know how to
fight. 这就是保罗写腓立比书告诉弟兄姊妹的。
So this is what Paul is trying to tell the saints in Philippi.
我们在世界上的这个兵法家哈，讲到征战。
When we talk about warfare in the world,
莫过于我们中国的孙子。
Cannot be as good as one of the
general
in China.
美国朋友他们的书桌上、书架上都看到这本书。
I saw this book written about a Chinese warfare.
孙子兵法。Strategy of warfare.
Strategy of warfare that was in vogue among Chinese people.
我以前认识一个很好的一个爱主的弟兄，他是个律师。
I knew of a Christian brother who's an attorney.
我有一段日子跟他，因为帮助一个弟兄啊，就跟这个弟兄很熟。
I was very good friends with this attorney friend.
所以他的办公室书桌上书我都看过了。
And I've seen some of his books on his desk. He had his book about battles.
你要在兵法上面要讲到得胜，胜过仇敌哈。
And when this book talks about how to overcome your enemy.
第一条，知己知彼，百战百胜。你要先认识自己。
First is you need to know yourself, and then you can win.
No, 还要加上才认识你的敌人。
Then you can know your enemy.
你要知道自己，我不过是个蒙恩的罪人。
We know that we are only sinners saved by grace.
今天很多人说我是耶稣基督的军兵，我敢出去打仗。
A lot of people say I'm a soldier of the cross and I can go and
fight. 是的，圣经上有这个话。
Yes, the Bible does say that.
但是你要怎么训练
？But how are you going to be trained?
先要认识自己。
You need to know yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不认识自己，我们成了仇敌手中的工具，我们自己不知道。
If we fail to know ourselves, we'll be very ignorant that we have become the very tool of the enemy.
保罗是一个学十架功课的人。
Paul was a man who learned the lesson of the cross.
得救的那一天，他遇见了主，他就开始认识了自己。
From day one, when he met the Lord, he started to know himself.
所以在提摩太前书里面，他讲到他自己，他说在罪人中。我不过是个罪魁。
So in 1 Timothy, Paul called himself, I'm the chief among sinners.
这什么意思呢？要失败的话，总是我第一个。
If I am to fail, I'm the first one to fail.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有时候感觉要爱主，我一定是第一名。
Sometimes we feel, if we love the Lord, I'm number one.
我以前服侍的时候，有一些年轻弟兄姊妹刚得救，他们得救的真是好。
In my young days when I was serving, we have a lot of young Christians, and some of them were really saved.
一得救了以后就开始追求，就开始奔跑。
And as soon as they were saved, they started to run this course and want to serve.
有一次我去看望有一个年轻姊妹就告诉我，她说：“伯弟兄啊，我真是爱主啊。”
So I visited one sister, and she says, "Brother Paul, I really love the
Lord." 我常常感觉主耶稣爱我还没有我爱他这么多。
And many times I feel that I love the Lord more than He loves me.
我在想他还没有太多遇见主。
So I thought, "Oh, she is such a young."
你看，一遇见荣耀的主，你就认识自己了。
Once you meet the glorious Lord, you will come to know yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们要征战得胜，主要先让我们多多的蒙恩。看见我自己的本相。
In order to overcome our spiritual warfare, we first need to come to know ourselves.
一个认识自己本相的人，就不敢靠自己。
If you know your true self, you dare not have confidence in yourself.
这是你征战里面得胜的起点。
This is the starting point of overcoming.
我们知道神的儿女们有很多的软弱。
We know there's a lot of weaknesses among God's children.
我们知道神的儿女们的软弱啊，就是我们。本相露出来的时候，我们就会落进一些的光景。
Because of our weaknesses, when our true self shows forth, we fall into these traps.
从旧约到新约，我们讲到教会啊，这致命的软弱有两件事情。
The two things that is definitely a killer for the people of God.
一件就是拜偶像。
One is idolatry.
我们弟兄已经告诉我们什么叫做拜偶像了。
Our brother already told us what is idolatry.
把那不是神的。 把那属地的假的东西代替了在我们里面主该有的地位。
Placing the all of the things are earthly in place of God.
第二个
Secondly,
啊，神的儿女们教会会在征战中失败，就是我们在生命中有了不纯净，有掺杂的情形。
And the other reason for us to fail is that in our life we have things that are mixture and impure.
也是我们弟兄讲到，神要检查我们，把我们灵和魂要分开来，没有分开，那就是一个掺杂的情况。
The Lord will search us with His word so that He will divide between the soul and the spirit, and anything that is not dividing, it will be, we will have a mixture.
所以我们里面呢，有一半是基督，有一半呢是世界。
So within us, if one half is the Lord and the other half is the world,
弟兄姊妹们，我们在征战上就一定失败。
Then for sure we will fail in our battle.
所以在属灵征战上，第一件事情，我们要认识自己。
So first of all, in our spiritual warfare, we've got to come to know ourselves.
这个认识自己，叫我们蒙保守，得保护。
Knowing ourselves will actually preserve us and will be protected.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不认识自己，
if we fail to do this,
啊，这个枉然的牺牲自己，牺牲。
Then we sacrifice ourselves in vain.
那我们接下来要讲一点认识仇敌。
Okay, let's talk about knowing the enemy.
刚才我们已经讲到撒旦他的性质。
We already described the nature of Satan.
那么我们要认识啊，今天仇敌所挑衅发起的这场属灵征战。
This warfare that he is starting.
他的性质是什么
？What is his nature?
而且我们要认识我们的敌人是谁。
And we need to recognize who the enemy is.
好，我读一下啊，弟兄姊妹不一定要翻。在以弗所书第六章
Ephesians 6
第十二节
Verse 12
保罗在这里告诉我们我们的仇敌是什么是谁
Here Paul tells us who our enemy is
他说呢因我们并不是与属血气的征战乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood,but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹，今天人在地上的征战呢，是人与人作对的征战。
A battle on earth is against man against man.
但是当神的儿女们遇见属灵征战的时候，我们千万不能以人做我们的敌人。
But as we're having spiritual warfare, that our enemy is not men.
但是很可惜，我们看见。历世历代到今天为止
Very sadly throughout the centuries
当神儿女们中间有属灵征战的时候常常看见人与人决裂变成对头
When spiritual warfare happens then men against men we have enemies with each other
这个是叫我们的父神非常痛心和难过的事情
This really grieves our Heavenly Father's heart
不论我们多有理由不论那人对我们怎么样
No matter how reasonable we seem to be or how other people treat us,
我们在地上永远不以人做我们的敌人。
Men or people, they are not our enemy.
所以主耶稣在马太福音山上的教训里面
In the teaching of the Beatitudes in Matthew,
在第五章末了的时候他说不要与恶人作对。
In the end of chapter, the Beatitudes, Jesus says, do not treat men as your opponent.
好，弟兄姊妹们，今天有一些人确实对我是恶的，但是他可以把我当敌人，但是我永远不能把他当敌人。
People may treat me badly, and yet I am not his enemy.
为什么呢？因为敌人乃是那属灵的、空中执政掌权的。
Because the real enemy is the powers of the air.
是那个
principalities of the air.
是那些管辖着幽暗世界的。
Those that are over control of the powers of the world,
就告诉我们说，敌人呢，他是黑暗的，他里面充满了败坏的。
The enemy is darkness, and in him is full of wickedness.
啊，所以这是我们第一个认识这个征战。
This is the first understanding of this warfare.
所以保罗告诉我们说，这个征战叫做属灵的征战。
That's why Paul says this warfare is a spiritual warfare.
今天我们在地上看见肉身的征战，那是以人做对头的。
In the flesh, we see the battles as men to be the opponent.
人用这个，他们敌人呢，也是属血气的。
The enemy is also of the flesh.
但是今天基督徒碰见属灵征战， 碰见苦难的时候，我们要安静下来到主的跟前。
In our times of warfare or affliction, we need to quiet down before the Lord.
让我们认识啊，我们现在遭遇的背后有属灵的势力在哪里。
So that we can recognize that behind what we are facing, there's a spiritual invisible force.
敌人是撒旦和他的差役，而不是我的弟兄和姊妹。
The enemy is Satan and his messengers, and not my brothers and sisters.
然后我们才能讲，今天人是仇敌的工具。
Then we can say that man became the tool for the enemy.
人用人的肉体和血，不，撒旦呢，用人的肉体和血气做他的工具。来搅扰并且攻击神的教会。
Satan uses the flesh of man to stir up and to attack the church of God.
我不晓得我这样表达的清不清楚。
I don't know if this is clear.
好，弟兄姊妹们，所以你看见了那些给你难处的人，你看见是他的肉体和血气。
So when you see the people who are giving you hardship, his flesh is stirring up.
那么这个肉体血气背后呢，那个指使者，那个原因是撒旦。
And the source of that flesh is actually Satan himself.
我们这样就能够同情的给我们苦难的人说，我要为他祷告。
Then you can sympathize the person who is feeling your hardship and you can pray for that person.
他里面黑暗了，所以他被仇敌利用了。
And you can say, Lord, that person is in darkness and he's being used by Satan.
他被欺骗了，所以他今天才会有这样的表现。
He's been deceived by the enemy. That's why he is showing this behavior.
你知道吗？撒旦会常常把一些的意念摆在我们里面，我们认为这个很真啊，认为这个就是事实，我们就去反应，结果我们就失败了。
A lot of times Satan will place different thoughts and things into our minds for us to say that this is actually real. And once you fall into that, you fall into the trap of the enemy.
我因为在教会服侍，有时候碰到有些弟兄姊妹真的是精神分裂了。
And sometimes as I serve in the church, I see that some of the brothers and sisters having psychiatric problems.
多半都是啊，这个还没有信主就已经分裂了，然后才信主的。
A lot of times they have
我们要帮助他不容易。
They have mental illness before they became a believer, and it's really hard to save them.
花功夫啊。
It's so hard to help them.
有一次我跟一个学这一方面的有这个医学这个知识的弟兄交通。
One time I shared with someone who understands psychology.
他告诉我说啊，伯弟兄，他们说的对他们来讲都是很真的。
He says, you know, what these people are saying that have mental illness, what they're saying is very real.
因为在他的脑筋里面，撒旦让他看见，让他听见这些声音，看见这些人，所以对他来讲是很真。你不要说，哦，那是没有关系的，放下就好了，他放不下的。
And for these people who have mental illness, they see things and they hear things. So for them, it is absolutely real. They cannot just lay it down.
他说你更要小心，你不能跟他说你有精神病，你才看得见这些，那他会气死啊。
And then you cannot even tell that person you have mental illness. They'll be very offended.
所以你知道，当人落进变成撒旦的工具的时候，他自己根本不知道的。
The person is totally ignorant that they have become the tool for Satan.
他在黑暗的里面。
He's in darkness.
我们需要站在对的立场，我们才能服侍，才能得胜的。
We need to stand in the proper place in order to overcome.
如果我们看见他那样，你凶，我比你更凶，弟兄姊妹，你立刻就失败。
And if you see them being angry and you react with your anger, then immediately
you. 你有理，我更有理。
You're reasonable, I am even more reasonable.
弟兄姊妹，我们就落进了血气的征战。
Then you fall into the.
所以保罗在这里。
Warfare of the flesh.
在这里非常严肃地提醒我们。我们要认识我们的仇敌，不是肉身的血气。
So Paul tells us once again that we need to recognize our enemy, and that is not the flesh.
他说我们并不是与血气属血气的征战。
So he says our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
我们来自于那些呢执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，还有天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But against the rulers and powers, against the world forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of the wickedness in the heavenly places.
好，我那天讲到何淑恩姊妹。
That day I spoke of Miss Barber.
她到中国就有这个感觉。
When she came to China, she had this feeling.
她要站在主的面前，向着标杆直跑，打败这个恶魔。
she had the faith that she need to stand before the Lord as and having him as his mark so that she can overcome the evil forces.
你知道主带她去一个最难传福音的地方，就是福州。
The Lord brought her to Fuzhou, which is the most difficult place to share the gospel.
你知道福州和福清那一带地方是中国最迷信的一个地区。
And that place is one of the most superstitious places in China.
哇，那里面的邪灵的势力大得不得了。
The evil forces were very powerful.
即便我们现在去，你都还看见那个样子。
Even if you go nowadays, you can still experience it.
这是在福州的弟兄姊妹告诉我的。
We were told by the brothers and sisters in Fuzhou.
他说现在福州人信主那么多，因为和松文姊妹在那里，他知道怎样征战。
Today we have so many saints out of Fuzhou was because Miss Barbara was there and she knew how to fight.
他把福州上空那个黑暗势力的市长打败了。
She overcame the captain of the spiritual forces.
所以许多人得释放，他们离弃偶像，归向真神。
A lot of people were freed so that they can forsake idols and turn back to the true God.
到今天，我们遇见福州的弟兄姊妹都是火热的。
And even today, when we meet the saints of Fuzhou, they're very fervent.
弟兄姊妹们，因为曾经有一个属神的儿女站在教会的地位，站在基督的地位。打败了这个恶者。
Because there was once a person who understood the place of Christ and she overcame.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你我今天有神圣的责任在我们的肩头上。
Do you know that you have a very divine responsibility on our shoulders?
所以教会一点点事物，你不要认为我很容易我就解决了。
So when matters come out in the church, don't think that you can resolve this easily.
我们要照着属灵的原则，我们才能够真正的解决那个问题。
You must resolve according to the spiritual principle.
我们也不要动血气成为撒旦的工具。
And we cannot use our flesh and blood and become the tool for the enemy.
那么撒旦今天攻击人，挑起这属灵征战，他的战场在哪里呢？
So where's the battleground?
这个战场呢，是在人的心思里面。
It's in our mind.
所以呢，在19世纪主在英国兴起了一班弟兄姊妹，他们在这个点上非常认真的去追究。
So therefore, in the 19th century, God raised up a group of brothers and sisters in Europe too, and they really pay attention to this.
他们有一篇信息讲到心思里面的征战。
And one of the messages was the warfare of the mind.
这是为什么保罗告诉这个腓立比弟兄姊妹，你们要把你们的心思装成基督的心思意念。
That's why Paul told the Philippians that you must have the mind of Christ.
这个战场呢是人的心思，人的魂。
The battleground is the mind and the soul of man.
而这个征战呢，在我们的外面，也在我们自己的本身里面。
This battle is outward as well as inward.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历过呢？
Have you experienced?
比如说，你很想聚会，很想服侍，但就感觉没有力量，里面总是有个东西拉住你。
Sometimes you really want to meet with the saints, you want to serve, and yet something is dragging you back.
总是想到一些事情，你就纠结。
And then you get stuck over certain matters.
这告诉我们说，这个征战在我里面。
This shows that the battle is inside of me.
有时候我们碰到环境，你也是看见内忧外患。教会今天处在这种光景。
And you see a lot of things happening around your circumstances, around your church.
我们要认识这个点，你就知道怎样。在什么时候起来刚强的用信心去依靠主。
When you recognize this, you will know when you should use faith to rely on the Lord.
承认自己不能，承认自己不是仇敌的对手，我们只能靠耶稣基督。
Admitting that we are not his opponent and we cannot do on our own, we have to totally rely on Christ.
我们在讲撒旦他征战的诡计。
And let's talk about the schemes of the enemy.
刚才我们已经讲到他的性质，所以他的诡计就是把他的性质放在你我的里面。
We already talked about the nature of his schemes.
他就可以来抵挡神。
And he uses that to oppose God.
撒旦呢，他会装作光明的天使。
Satan disguises himself as the angel of light.
我们知道在哥林多的教会里面有很厉害的属灵征战。
We know that the Corinth church has a lot of spiritual battle.
所以保罗在哥林多书信的里面呢，他讲了好几次讲到征战。
Several times Paul mentioned this in the book of Corinthians.
在哥林多后书第二章十一节，他说我们不是不晓得仇敌的诡计。
In 2 Corinthians 2:11, he says, "It's not that we don't know, it's not that we are ignorant of his schemes."
仇敌呢是诡计多端的。
Satan has a lot of schemes.
啊，他看你的时候眼睛滴溜滴溜转的，你就知道他在打你的主意啊。
And then he's looking at you and he's blinking his eyes. He knows he's planning against
you. 啊，弟兄姊妹们，仇敌第一个诡计就是他会装作光明的天使。
So the first scheme of the enemy is that he disguises himself as the angel of light.
哥林多后书十一章十四节，他说撒旦呢会装作光明的天使。
It's recorded in 2 Corinthians 11:14.
他处处都为你着想。
He's very considerate of you everywhere.
体贴你的肉体的感觉。
And he's empathetic to your physical feeling.
你想发脾气，他就说人放一放，发发脾气是对的，这样不然你就会得精神病的。
And if you want to throw your temper, he says, go ahead, let it go, so that otherwise you'll be mentally ill.
你看他们那些学十架功课的人都没有好下场。
Look at those who are learning the lesson of the cross, they all are bad.
很多神的儿女们中这个诡计。
A lot of the saints fall into this trap.
不是这样的。
This is not so.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，撒旦用谎言，用诱惑，用欺骗。
Satan uses lies and deceiving things to deceive us.
这些当他把这些意念给我们的时候，他像光明的天使一样。
When he places these into our minds, he is really like the angel of light.
要不然的话，他就用蒙蔽，叫我们的眼睛瞎了，叫我们看不见，以致误导我们。
Otherwise, he will blind us so that we will be misunderstood.
你知道很多东西会叫我们瞎眼。
Many things can blind our eyes.
罪会叫我们瞎眼。
Sin.
我们知道主耶稣对那些犹太人的法利赛人说，你们呢不觉得自己有罪，正证明你们是瞎眼的。
Jesus told the Pharisees that you do not know that you have sinned because you are blind.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，有的时候用一些的教训，一些的风气，一些的学说，也叫人瞎眼的。
Sometimes a teaching and some kind of a scholarly saying can blind our eyes.
它能够误导我们，这是在以弗所书第四章里面讲，有各种的教训风气，今天人就被吹得摇摇摆摆。
Different teachings and philosophies can really trip us up.
弟兄姊妹，这是撒旦用的方法。
These are the ways of Satan.
如果这些还不行的话，
if these things does not work,
他就直接的反对你。
And directly he will oppose you.
他怎么反对呢？毁谤。
Slander.
啊，你知道，然后他会挑拨人，要人彼此相争。
He will use people using double tongue or tattletale.
啊，使得人与人彼此作对，彼此 compete.
So that people will compete against each other.
要不然他就直接的来破坏。
Or that he will directly destroy you.
有的时候我们身上有一些疾病呢，也是撒旦的攻击。
Sometimes some of our illnesses may be the attack of the enemy.
所以好多弟兄姊妹有这个学习，他生病，他就俯伏在主的面前求主鉴察。
And a lot of saints, they have this learning. If they're sick because of some issue, they will ask the Lord to search them.
有时候我们生病啊，是我们自己疏忽了，对不对？
Sometimes we are ill because we had neglected over some matters.
那我们就要小心。
We need to be careful.
主就医治我们。
And we will be healed.
有的时候我们生病是因为我们犯罪得罪主，而且我们硬着颈项不认罪。
Sometimes we are sick because we have sinned against the Lord and we rebelled and not confess our sin.
主就管教我们。
And then he chastises us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，如果是这样，我们一柔软下来接受管教，病就过去了。
If that is the case, you confess your sins, you will be healed.
但是如果都不是这些，
if this is not the case,
那我们问主说，主，这是不是撒旦的攻击？
We can ask the Lord if this is the attack of the enemy.
如果我们里面清楚知道，我们就起来拒绝他。
If you know that it is, you can stand up and refuse it.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒很基本的经历。
These are very basic experience of a Christian.
我们每一个人都可以经历。
All of us can experience.
我有很长一段日子在这个点上，主给我功课学。
For a long time, the Lord has been teaching me.
当你起来拒绝，你依靠主的时候，病就出去了。
When you get up rejected and the illness is gone,
为什么撒旦用这些方法呢？
Because Satan uses this method.
腓立比书告诉我们，撒旦来恐吓神的儿女们，惊吓我们。
And the book of Philippians says the enemy comes to threaten us.
为什么他恐吓呢？
Why?
叫你信心软弱，手软脚软。
To weaken your faith, your hands and your legs.
心里面灰心后退，那么他就得逞了。
So that you feel disheartened and you backslide.
啊，我想 我就讲这么多啊，我们知己知彼，要认识撒旦。
So we need to understand and know Satan.
然后我们也讲到属灵征战的层次。
And then we talk about the different levels of his attack.
你知道属灵的征战跟人成长一样，它是有阶段性的。
We know that spiritual warfare is almost like the development of a person. It has different levels of severity.
过去那些在主里面爱主侍奉主的弟兄姊妹，他们告诉我们属灵的征战呢有不同的层次，而且在这个层次里面杀仇敌也用不同的计谋和手段。
We have different levels of his work as well as the different schemes of the enemy that he uses at different times.
第一层呢
the first level
就是我们向人传福音的时候
is when we share the gospel.
那就是信与不信的一个相争。
The warfare between believing and unbelieving.
那就是光明与黑暗的一个相争。
An opposition between darkness and light.
为什么呢？世界的神已经把人的心也弄瞎了。
Because the God of this world has already blinded the eyes of
man. 用今生的肉身的享受、钱财、名誉、地位、美貌这些东西，叫人呢不要真神。
Using the physical enjoyments and money and beauty so that we choose not to have God.
以人看，所以人对勇士不觉得重要。
So people have no sense of meaning toward eternity.
我只要今生过得快乐就好了。
As long as I'm happy in this world, I'm okay.
这里面就有黑暗的权势。
So here you have the dominion of darkness.
他用的方法就是偶像，就是各种的学说主义。
So different philosophies and idols to attract people.
啊，我碰见从国内出来的朋友讲，我们有我们自己的世界观。
So the people from China will say, we have our sense of this world is about.
The world view.
A world view.
我才发现，国内地朋友们讲的世界观，就是我们小时候讲的人生观。
The world view of the people from China is like our view of life.
我觉得我已经把人生都看懂了，看透了，我知道怎么过我的人生，何必要信你的神呢？
I know how to live out my life, so why do I need to believe in your God?
还有许多邪灵的迷惑。
And a lot of misleading of the evil spirits.
Yeah, 我们看见保罗到腓立比传福音的时候就碰见这些问题。
Paul met this when he was sharing the gospel in Philippi.
是不是呢?
Is that true?
啊，当吕底亚得救以后呢，他每天走在街上，就有一个被鬼附的、被巫鬼附的一个婢女啊，天天跟在他后面叫，说这是永生神的儿子，不是永生神的仆人。
And after Lydia was saved, every single day when she was walking by, this girl with an evil spirit will always say, "This is the God of the servant of the living God."
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见你一有传福音的生活，你就碰见这些问题。
When you exercise sharing of the gospel, you will meet against these things.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道怎么样胜过。
You will need to know how to overcome.
主已经给我们预备了道路。
The Lord has prepared a way for us.
这是第一个层面。
This is the first level.
我们在福音层面会碰到这种征战。
In the level of the evangelism, you will have this warfare.
第二个层面。
Second level.
人已经得救了。
That person is already saved.
你要带他爱主。
You want that person to love the Lord. Not easy.
今年我在一个地方服侍。
I was serving in a place this year.
有一位年轻的弟兄，他三十出头。
A young brother in his early 30s.
他得救了，真是很好，很有心跟随主爱。
He really had a heart to follow the Lord.
他有心服侍。
And he wanted to serve.
他跟我一起吃饭，他跟我交通。
Over meal, he shared with me.
他伯弟兄啊，传福音真难。
He says, "Brother boy, it's so hard to share the gospel."
我说对，传福音真难。
I said, "Yes, it is very difficult."
他说，但是要带人爱主更难。
And I said, "It's even harder to have a person love the Lord."
我说，弟兄，你现在有经历了。
And I said, "Yes, now you experience this."
哎呀，真是不容易啊。
It's so difficult.
所以我们年轻的孩子啊，你能够长到现在健健康康，要谢谢爸爸妈妈。
So for the young people, now that you're grown and you're healthy, you need to thank your mom and dad.
因为呢，你经过很多危机，是你父母亲为你征战得胜的。
Because you went through a lot of dangers, and yet your parents helped you.
今天教会我们能爱主，我每次想到我今天这个光景，我就充满了感谢，因为有多少人为我祷告，多少弟兄姊妹为我付代价。
And we have grown up to this day. We have to thank the Lord because so many people pray for us and pay the price for us.
一个人爱主，在主里。生命要长大。
If a person is to love the Lord, his life has to grow.
这个征战就是圣灵与肉体相争。
And this battle is the Holy Spirit against the flesh and blood.
我想我们都有一点这个经历，对不对？
We all experienced it.
我照着我的里面的人，我要顺服神。 但是我的肉体却拉我去犯罪。
According to my inner man, I want to obey God, but my flesh tells me I need to sin.
所以保罗在加拉太书里面告诉我们说，这个征战是肉体与情欲跟圣灵相争。
And so in the book of Galatians, we are told that this is the lust of our desires against God.
这个征战呢，乃是生命和死亡的征战。
And this is the battle between life and death.
啊，所以有一些侍奉主的朋友讲，这叫做生命的征战。
So some God's servants say this is a spiritual warfare of life.
啊，对，仇敌要怎么样在这里这个拦阻神的儿女呢？
How does the enemy hold back God's children?
就是要使神的儿女们呢，只以自己的满足，以今生的祝福，来到神的跟前。
Letting God's children to just be content with the blessing of today and be satisfied with Himself.
成为一个世俗化的基督徒。
And be a very worldly Christian.
使我们虽然信主了，我们仍然不随着圣灵，但是我们活在自己的肉体里面。
Although now that we have become a believer, we don't want to follow the Holy Spirit, we want to follow according to our flesh.
在创世纪里面呢，一个人物就说明这个，就是罗德。
One person in the Old Testament, his name is Lot. He was a good example of this.
罗德是个义人。
Lot was a righteous man.
但是他就拣选地上舒服的生活。
But he chose the convenience of this world to live.
所以他就住在索多玛、俄摩拉的平原。
So he lived in the plain of Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们知道，那最后的结局就是仅仅得救。
So his final end was that he was just barely saved.
啊，他的妻子啊，最后神要救他的时候，他舍不得了，回头一看，变成岩柱了。
And Lot's wife was just reluctant to let go of the world. She turned around and looked, and she became a pillar of salt.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天不知道教会有多少岩柱啊！
I don't know how many pillars of salt we have in the church today.
我们就被仇敌蒙蔽了。
We're blinded by the enemy.
我们以今天我们的家庭、我们的儿女、我们的事业、我们的这个退休计划，我们就为这些生活。
We live for our family, our retirement funds, our children. We live for these things.
弟兄姊妹。其实这个是一个属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual warfare.
我们必须要经过这一层，你才能进到向着标杆直跑。
You've got to go through this level in order to press on towards the mark.
第三层
，the third level，
就是你里面有标杆了。
Is that now that you have the mark?
神的目的是我的目的。
God's purpose is my purpose.
神的目的是教会的目的。
God's purpose is the purpose of the church.
不是为着你和我。
It's not for you and I.
也不是为着我们这个团体。
Or just for this group.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们弟兄昨天晚上讲的，你的心跳和基督的心跳是一致的。
And that is what our brother said last night, that your heartbeat should be the same and synchronized with the heartbeat of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是在神永远的旨意上面遇见的征战。
And at this point, we will have spiritual warfare within God's purpose.
我们简单的讲，神永远的旨意就是耶稣基督自己。
Simply speaking, our mark is God, Jesus Christ Himself.
耶稣基督他已经复活，登上宝座，坐在荣耀里。
We know that Christ already resurrected. He's ascended and He's now sitting in glory.
他是元首。
He is the head.
那么他在地上做的见证，就是把人从来没有看见的神，在肉身中活出来。
And the testimony he had on earth was that he is to live out the God that man has never seen.
刚才我们擘饼聚会有弟兄就祷告这个。
Just now in a breaking of bread, a brother prayed about it.
在约翰福音一章十八节里面讲到，从来没有人看见过神，唯有父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
In John 1:18, is also recorded that no one has ever seen God, but only his beloved Son revealed God to us.
那么今天主耶稣做完了他见证，回到荣耀里。
Now that Jesus accomplished his testimony, he has now returned back to glory.
那么今天人说，我们都看不见耶稣基督了。
People say we have not seen Christ. We cannot see Christ.
他的见证在哪里呢？
Where's his testimony?
他在地上要找到他的身体的代表。
On earth, he is to find his body to represent him.
The representation of his real body.
The representation of his real body.
所以每一个奉主名的聚会都要成为基督身体的那合一的见证。
And every gathering that is gathered together in His name is to testify of the oneness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，那是神永远的旨意。
That is God's eternal purpose.
我们不是在这里聚一个长岛华人教会。
We're not here just to have a gathering of a Chinese gathering.
因为教会不是华人的。
Because the church is not just
Chinese people. 教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里乃是为那得荣耀的基督，借着身体的合一来表现他。
Here we are to represent Christ through the oneness in this gathering.
当神的儿女们明白神这个旨意的时候，
When God's children understand this will of God,
我们向着这个标杆来跑的时候，
And as we press on forward toward the mark,
那碰见的这个征战就非常的诡异。
Then the battles that we face is very severe.
你碰见仇敌用的工具就不是不信主的人。
Then the tools that the enemy uses is not unbelievers.
不是疾病，也不一定是邪灵。
Not necessarily a disease or the evil spirit.
他用神的儿女们借着宗教来反对那些单单为着基督而活的。
He uses God's children in Christianity world to oppose those who are living for the purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这个征战是非常的惨烈的。
This warfare is very brutal.
这个征战呢，也是非常的微妙。
And this battle is also very subtle.
但是这场征战是非常重要的。
And yet important.
这跟我们能不能到宝座前去陪伴基督回来有关系。
It's related to whether or not you can accompany Christ in his return.
啊，我们能不能到宝座那里去接他回来有关系，这是关乎得胜的问题。
This concerns overcoming whether or not you can be raptured up to Christ to return back to gain his church.
撒旦常常用神儿女们之间的意见、个性还有做法来拆散并分裂神的教会。
Satan many times uses the suggestions and opinions of God's people to divide up the church to destroy his purpose.
所以读腓立比书第二章的时候我们很稀奇啊。
We marvel when we come to Philippians chapter 2.
保罗在那里劝弟兄姊妹。
Paul was exhorting God's
children. 他说你们在基督里若有什么劝勉。
Whatever exhortation you have among his people.
我们在基督里有劝勉，这是属灵的，这是好事，对不对？
This is a good thing to exalt one another in Christ.
但是撒旦可以用这件事来分裂教会。
Satan, you can use this to separate the church.
他说爱心有什么安慰？
Whatever.
第一节第二章第一节。
In chapter 2 verse 1, it says any comfort
in
love.
圣灵有什么交通？
Any fellowship in the spirit.
心中有什么慈悲怜悯？
Any affection and compassion.
好，在腓立比教会就碰到这件事，他们。做的都是对的事情，都是好的事情。
They do what is good and right.
但是他们却分裂了。
But they have divisions.
这个是撒旦厉害的诡计啊。
This is a very severe scheme of the enemy.
他不用他自己一兵一卒啊，他用你们自相残杀，他就胜打胜。
He will not use his subordinates, but he will use the brothers and sisters against each other, and he will still win.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们认识这个，我们就懂得怎么样。来持守地位。
If you know this, then you know how to hold on to your position.
我们知道呢，征战呢是神的对头挑衅发起的。
We know that in a battle, the opponent of God is the person that incites it.
但是整个的征战呢，神永远是主动的。
But over the whole battle itself, our God is the one who is overall.
他永远是积极的。
He's always positive.
神从来不被动，神从来不消极。
Our God is never passive or negative.
这属灵征战呢，是神许可的。
Every spiritual battle is permitted by God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在旧约圣经就可以看见。
We see this in the Old Testament.
当以色列人呢，因着约书亚的服侍，他们进了迦南。
Because of Joshua, they were able to the people of Israel were able to go into Canaan.
神没有让他们立刻就把迦南七族都消灭了。
They were not able to destroy immediately all of the tribes.
还留下仇敌在他们的中间。
There were still enemies left behind.
因为神要教导这些没有打过仗的年轻人呢，懂得征战的事情。
Because God needed to teach the young men how to fight in the land of Canaan.
啊，并且每一个征战都是神在宝座上主导。
God allowed this to happen, and in every single battle, God was the one who was orchestrating everything.
为什么呢？
Why?
神已经借着基督胜过了仇敌。
Because God already overcame the enemy through Christ.
我们感谢神了。
We thank him.
神借着这些属灵的冲突和征战。
Through the spiritual conflicts and struggles.
教导我们这些做儿女的。
He teaches us who are his children.
我们碰到环境的时候做智慧的反应。
That we will have a wise reaction when things come.
我们知道 今天的征战不是讲你的兵力多强，而是智慧。
Nowadays, it's not how many, how strong you are in the military power, but yet how wise you are.
啊，神的儿女们今天更是主要教导我们得着一个智慧的灵，做智慧之子。
And today, the Lord wants us to have the spirit of wisdom to be a son of wisdom.
有了智慧的反应呢，我们才会学习靠着基督得胜。
If you have a wise reaction, then you can gain victory by Christ.
今天我们碰到矛盾、冲突、争执的时候，
in times of conflicts and struggles,
没有智慧的人都把注意力摆在那个事情和理由那个人情世故上面。
A person lacking wisdom will place everything on the reasons and people.
但是一个有智慧的人呢，他就在这个事情里面抽身出来。
But a person who is wise will take himself outside of the issue and turn toward Christ.
你知道在英国啊，有一位爱主的仆人。
There's a servant of God in England who really loves the Lord.
他讲了一句话。
He said something.
讲到在征战中的一句很有智慧的话，很简单。
He said something very simple and yet wise.
就英国的 T.A. Sparks 弟兄。
Brother Sparks.
啊，他说呢 ，things divide.Christ unites， 好不好啊
？Isn't that good？
啊，他说呢，事情把人分开来
，Things divide，
基督把人结合在一起
，But Christ unites。
哎呀，这是我们在征战里面磨了好久才摸到了这个原则。
Took us a long time to understand this.
这就是神要教我们的。
This is what God wants to teach us.
这就是保罗告诉我们，你的眼睛要望着标杆。向前直跑，不要分心。
That's a process. You need to focus on the mark and press on forward.
你觉得事情重要了，基督在我们里面就没有地位。
If you feel that issue is more important, then Christ will lose his place in you.
你觉得地位重要了，基督在我们里面生命就暗淡了。
If you feel that position is important, then the life of Christ will be dimmed.
弟兄姊妹们，神主导一切。
Our God orchestrates all.
神许可这些是为了成全你我。
He allows these to happen to fulfill and perfect you and I.
我今天不去讲征战的兵器哈，那是在以弗所书里面。
I don't need to talk about the weapons of war.
我只就着腓立比书讲一点，保罗讲到征战他的学习。
And according to the book of Philippians, we can talk about Paul's learning on battle.
我们怎么样能够让基督来结合我们呢
？How can we allow Christ to unite us？
我们在腓立比书第二章第五节他讲你们要与基督耶稣的心为心
Philippians 2:5 says having this attitude in yourself which was also in Christ
当我们心思意念站在基督的那个心思意念里面
When our mind or attitude is in the position of Christ's mind
在人看是降卑的
To men is a way of humility
但是在神在属灵的境界，你是站在属灵的高处。
But spiritually, you are sitting in a place of ascendancy.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，在传统战争里面呢，至高权呢是最重要的得胜秘诀。
In the traditional war, the secret of being victorious is that you have the highest place.
啊，你在高处呢，要攻击敌人很容易的。
When you're in a very high place, it's easy to attack your enemy.
你从山下要去攻击敌人呢，啊，只有被他吃掉的份。
And if you're in a lower ground, it's hard to attack your enemy.
神教导我们站在基督那降卑的意念里面，你是站在属灵的高处，没有人摸得到你。
The Lord teaches us that if you're in the place of humility, then you're actually sitting in a place of a spiritual ascendancy.
你听人的羞辱呢，好像呢吃蜂蜜一样那么甘甜。
And people's criticism to you can be like honey.
因为呢，他摸不到你。
Because they will not touch you anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，越谦卑的人
，a person who is more humble，
越站在基督的那个降卑的意念里面的
，and standing in a very lowly place of Christ，
就越蒙保守
，would be protected。
你知道，你有基督的意念，这个人的灵里面就冷静。
If you have the mind of Christ in your spirit, you'll be very cool.
你知道，属灵的人呢？他们的灵都是非常安静冷静的人
A spiritual person, his or her spirit is very calm and cool. We see some brothers and sisters get very upset, and they go up and down in their mood. They can't even sleep. And then the things get bigger and bigger.
在箴言17章27节,
in Proverbs 17:27,
我把它这样翻译, 他说, 聪明的人呢, 淋漓冷静,
he who restrains his words has knowledge. He who has cool spirit is a man of understanding.
他说有另外一个翻译就是, 淋漓冷静的人, 他就是一个, 有悟性, 聪明的人。
The other translation is, he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding.
所以那些认识属灵征战的人, 他们就常常的轻看自己。
So the person who knows spiritual warfare, he will despise himself.
在以色列国的历史里面, 没有一个人征战像大卫那样得胜。
David was a person that truly overcame in a lot of his battles.
大卫是一个最会轻看自己的人。
And David did not look at himself as anyone important.
所以他把这个约柜第二次要迎进耶路撒冷的时候,
the second time when he was to return the Ark of the Covenant,
他穿着以弗德在众民的跟前欢喜地跳舞在神的面前跳舞,
he was dancing with ephod on him in front of God and man.
他的妻子看了非常生气,
his wife saw him and despised him.
所以以色列的君王在百姓面前赤身露体有好大的荣耀啊。
And then she mocked him and says, the king of Israel, being naked in front of man, he's so glorious.
但大卫说，我在我的神面前这样是应该的。
And David says, it's okay for him to be like this before his God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个秘诀。
This is the secret.
你要灵里面冷静吗？
Do you want to be cool?
你要成为一个有悟性聪明的人吗？
You want to be a wise and a man of understanding?
降卑自己。
Lower yourself.
轻看自己。
Despise yourself.
这是第一个，地位站对了，我们才会征战。
First of all, if you're in the right position, then you know how to fight.
第二个,
secondly,
在腓立比书第三章第二节,
Philippians 3:2,
保罗在那里告诉腓立比弟兄姊妹, 应当防备三样事情, 犬类, 作恶的, 防备, 妄自行割的。
Philippians 3:2 says, beware of three things, dogs, evil workers, and false circumcision.
弟兄姊妹, 这不是我们要去防备外面的事情先。
We're not to be bewaring of outward things.
First. 我们乃是首先呢, 要彻底的借着主的十字架对付自己肉体的这三方面。
But very assuredly in ourselves ask the Lord to deal with our flesh over these three things.
第一面是犬类。
First is dogs.
我问我姊妹呢, 你说为什么讲犬类呢?
He asked me last night, why is it mentioned dogs?
我姊妹说, 因为邪灵都像狗一样。
The evil spirits like dog.
因为他有一个同事是教灵的。
I had a colleague of mine who was a who
后来他信主了, 他就告诉我姊妹说, 他里面有一个灵呢, 就是狗头的。
And she told me that she had an evil spirit in her with the face of a dog.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道, 这是撒旦的灵。
This is the spirit of
Satan. 但是他放在人的肉体的里面。
In the flesh.
狗是什么? 好斗的。
He likes to struggle and fight.
所以在雅各书第四章第一节讲, 我们里面有战斗的私欲。
In James 4:1, it says that we have this lust to fight.
这个为什么喜欢战斗呢?
Why do we like to fight?
就是一个人有好强好胜的这个欲望。
Because we have the desire to win and to struggle.
多少神的儿女们很有恩赐会讲道, 但因为他好强, 从来不在人面前认错认输。 你看见, 带来神儿女们多大的痛苦。
Some servants of God who are very gifted and yet they never say sorry, so they have bringing a lot of pain to people.
你知道世界上宗教就是搞这个东西。
The religion of the world play with these things.
我们里面有一个教皇是不会放错的。
And there's a pope in me that's never wrong, it's always not me.
那个好强啊。
This is that desire.
天主教有个教皇。
There's a pope among the Catholic church.
所以天主教有一段日子讲教皇是 infallible 的，不会犯错的。
And so for a while they said that the pope is infallible.
弟兄姊妹，这个是非常可怕，我们要防备。
This is a very frightening thing.
所以一个人呢, 我们碰见事情呢, 我错了我就谦卑地认错。
So for us, if you're wrong, just say you're wrong and then you overcome.
有的人错也要错到底。
Some people want to be wrong to the very end.
错到底就对了。
if they enter wrong to the very end, they may be right.
那是何等的愚昧啊！
This is very foolish.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们要靠着十字架对付自己里面这个好胜好强的心。
By the cross, we need to deal with this inside of us.
你自己对付过自己，你才分辨得出在环境里面的权类。
If we have dealt with the desire of fighting inside of us, then you can recognize it outside of you.
We can discern.
And you can discern.
自己没有经历过里面被主对付，你永远看不见别人身上。
If you have never been dealt with by the Lord, then you will never have the
我们也不会怎么样去有，所以我们有时候跟别人起哄了，彼此相对。
If you have not gone through it yourself, you cannot recognize it outwardly.
第二个，要对付作恶的工人。
We need to beware of evil workers.
啊，什么是作恶的工人？
What is evil workers?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，在马太福音第七章22节、23节里面。
In Matthew 7:22-23.
有人到主的面前说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名医病，奉你的名赶鬼。”奉你的名传道吗？
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles?
好，主说你们这些作恶的工人，我不认识你们。
The Lord says, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以不是恩赐的问题。
So it's not a matter of gifts.
不是信心的问题。
Or faith.
在这里。是遵不遵行神旨意的问题。
It's whether or not you are keeping God's will.
什么叫作恶的工人？就是擅自行事，神没有说话，我就代表神去说了。
What is evil workers? Meaning you are not doing what God tells you to do. You just say what you think is right.
这有两种可能，一种是他根本不认识神的旨意。
One is it could be possible he never knew God's will.
第二个可能就是他根本不遵行神的旨意。
Or that he never keeps it.
为什么不遵行呢？
Why?
在二十四章马太福音24:46讲到那个作恶的奴仆。
In Matthew 24:46, it talks about this evil slave.
因为他与那个贪食好酒的人一起醉酒。
And he was playing around with the drunkards.
啊，什么叫醉酒呢？
What does it mean to be drunkard?
就是自我陶醉。
He wanted to intoxicate himself.
听太多人称赞的话，吹捧的话，他就觉得自己是什么了。
He hears too many praises and people praising him that he felt that he was somebody
important. 弟兄姊妹们，这些都是我们仇敌在我们里面的试探、引诱和陷阱。
These are the enticements and temptations that Satan places in us.
所以我们十字架是我们的保护啊。
So the cross is really our protection.
我们弟兄讲，我不知道为什么 Fanny Crosby 会去拥抱基督的十字架。
Our brother says he doesn't understand why Fanny Crosby wants to embrace the cross.
你我现在懂了吗？
Do you all understand now?
因为我们唯有拥抱基督十字架，我才安全呢。
Only when you embrace the cross, then you are safe.
我才得胜呢。
Then I can overcome.
我才能够仗着基督夸胜呢。
Then I can stand in His place to overcome.
第三个，防备妄自行歌的。
And then we are to beware of false circumcision.
那就是靠着肉体敬拜，靠着肉体夸口的。
And that is worshipping and boasting according to the flesh.
我们在第一天已经讲到，那就是。今天的宗教
We also already mentioned this in the first message, and that is the religion of today.
啊，今天基督教基督徒也可能变成一个宗教
Christians can also become doing religious activities.
我们要摩西传律法的时候是从启示来的
Moses gave the commandments through his revelation.
但是当主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他们已经把它变成了犹太教了。
But by the time Jesus came on earth, those became the Jewish laws.
我们知道今天呢，教会也是从启示啊，从圣灵而生的。
The church is born from revelation and the Holy Spirit.
但是今天什么时候教会变成了一个宗教组织，变成一个系统，变成了一个一套的教义
？And yet today, when a church becomes an organization,
弟兄姊妹，那就是妄自行歌，这是我们要。
And this is something that we need to deal with because this is the law of circumcision.
我们归结起来讲啊。
In summation.
仇敌借着各样的搅扰冲突。
The enemy uses all kinds of conflicts and afflictions.
诡计和欺骗。
Schemes and lying.
叫人呢不再以基督做标杆。
So that men will no longer have Christ as our mark.
而是以自己的肚腹、自己的满足做目标。
But our stomach as the goal.
啊，在这里啊，我们看腓立比书第三章18节到19节那里所讲。
Philippians 3:18-19.
最后我们讲到教会的征战。
Finally.
我们知道仇敌最厉害的，他要破坏的是基督的身体，就是他的教会。
We know that the enemy used wants to destroy the body of Christ.
所以我们在这征战里面要竭力持守，并且追求在基督里的合一。
So we need to hold fast the unity of Christ.
这个本来是另外一个题目。
This actually is another topic.
我就简单的讲一下。所以在腓立比书里面，保罗多次的讲到你们要同心合意。
Many times Paul says that you are to be of one thought,
one mind. 同心合意啊，都要有基督的意念，就同心了。
Have the same mind with Christ.
我们要同一个灵，同一个心，同一条道路，同一个脚步。
One spirit, one mind, one path, one step.
当我们追求并且持守这合一的时候，
When you are holding fast to this.
保罗讲，或许我们能够得着那个奖赏。
Then Paul says that we may receive the reward.
那个奖赏就是得以从死里复活。
To be raised from the dead.
我们知道每一个蒙恩得救的人将来都要从死里复活。
Every one of us who are born again one day will be raised from the dead.
但是复活有次序的。
And the resurrection has a.
最先复活出熟的是基督，是我们主耶稣。
The first one that was resurrected was Christ.
接下来是那些得胜者。
Then there's the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗在这里追求的。
This is what Paul is pursuing after.
他追求啊，当主回来的时候，在审判台前，他能够穿上复活的身体，进入天国，与基督一同掌权。
And Paul is pursuing to have the resurrected body to enter into the kingdom with Christ and reign.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们弟兄晚上告诉我们。
This is what our brother told us at night.
好，我们要有国度的生命与生活。我们才可能得胜。
In order to overcome, we need to have the kingdom life and.
我们要向着标杆，我们竭力的奔跑。
And let's press on toward the mark diligently.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹的忍耐，我又超时了。
Thank you all for your patience.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你实在爱我们。
You truly love us.
你在十字架上已经完全的得胜。
You totally overcome on the cross.
父神已经将超乎万民之上的名赐给了你。
God the Father has already given you the name above all names.
使得所有在天上的、地上的和地底下的，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So that those who are on earth and under the earth can call you as Lord.
主啊，今天我们蒙救赎的儿女。
Today we who have been redeemed by you.
你的教会是你的身体。
Your church is your body.
今天教会在地上遇见仇敌的诡计和攻击。
When a church here faces the attack of the enemy.
我们需要依靠你。
Lord, we need to rely on you.
求你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
以你的心思意念做我们的心思意念。
Having your mind as our mind.
让我们站在属灵的高处。
So that we can stand on a higher ground.
让我们不畏惧仇敌的凶猛。
We are not fearful of the terror of the enemy.
让我们肯借着十字架对付自己的肉体。
Allow us to use the cross to deal with our flesh.
并且我们和亲爱的弟兄姊妹竭力的追求并保守在你里面的合一。
Lord, we want to press on to pursue after the unity that you have given to us.
好叫我们能够向着标杆直跑。
So we can press on forward to the
mark. 主啊，我们相信在有不多的日子你就要回来。
We believe that in not many days you will return.
我们就要面对面见你的风采。
We will face to face see your glory.
主啊，我们等候那日子。
We wait for that day, Lord.
愿你保守你的教会。
Keep your church.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In your most precious name. Amen.